zlouder.com.
We are the voice of inspiration, for dissemination is our mission. With our insecure location for motivation, craving for a positive approbation in our nation.
Education, education is cool, but what is not good is cool. I swear, if education is the key, then school is the lock. Don't say I'm a fool, this feeling is not something new. I just feel school is not cool. I mean, different people with various aptitudes expected to have the similar attitude. Different, but being tested by similar means, yet calling others down for failing. I mean, why on earth would you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree? So ignominious. Are you really serious? Is it really necessary teaching a musician about science instead of a subject like music? Oh, come on. Teach them how to write bars, form notes, and not writing bulky notes. Fellow countrymen and women, let us learn to identify children's talents early. Develop their skills when their minds are astray. Put more courage on young talent. Focus children on subjects like music, dance, expressive and fine arts, drama, or something else to identify their talents as soon as possible.
Everybody needs their specific profession, working towards a specific interest in operation, not something to be forced in. Studying with over 6 subjects, imagine, of which some are useless. 12 years in school learning nothing but competition. This school isn't cool. It doesn't really determine how intelligent you are. Instead of wisdom, we get fake knowledge. School is just a mind game. Whoever gets to memorize things better is said to be clever. And at the end of the day, one is criticized for failing some useless examinations with a lot of useless information. Check out the people holding the principle straight down of self-actualization. People like Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, and Mark Zuckerberg. They are high school dropouts and some never had proper education. But check out their position and contribution in the world today. They are the most dominant because they use their wisdom and skills.
And on the other hand, here comes the biggest practitioners of hypocrisy, acting wholly as if they were perfect. Yes, parents, acting as if they never failed any test at school. But in actual sense, they did. Acting like they never jumped from one relationship to another. Promised each other fortune they never gave. Craving for money, having big, bigger and biggest dreams they never accomplished. Dreams they never caught, and battles they never fought. And now, parents are even busy with work. No time to spend with their kids. All they do is buying them books to study and not things of their best interest. Oh dear parents, stop acting holy. You don't even know your children's birthdays because you are busy with work, yet pushing them into pounding data banks of no fun.
They say school is cool, but I say I hate school. They say school is cool, well I say it's high time we said something true. The government should sit down and ponder about this. I don't know if they'll be easy to convince, but our education system should be in our best interest. Surely, development will be attained if we learn how to invest.
I'm sick of studying and learning subjects where I get nothing. Plotting Cartesian planes when all I want is designing cranes. My point is that there is no problem in learning 3 subjects that will fit me, rather than 8 subjects that I won't benefit in.
To the government, I'm appealing. this is my perspective and how I'm feeling. No one was born a failure. All we need is some hard work and prayer. Your input will benefit us, 'cause our future is in the hands of the teachers.
To my fellow youths, let not an examination decide your fate. Society pushes us to study hard instead of knowing our talents and skills. How many good, useless results are we holding? Does the same society notice them? When we fail, it pushes us away. I say, it's high time we used our talents and skills. We should know what we are good at, then find someone to pay us for doing that.
We still stand with the opinion that if education is the key, then school is the lock. School is commupence. School is punishment.
We are the voice of inspiration, for dissemination is our mission. With our insecure location for motivation, craving for a positive approbation in our nation.
Exclusive to zlouder.com.